For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The following is part two of a discussion I had with Steve Fox, the director of Safer Alternatives for Enjoyable Recreation, Safer.
The government has made it so that people see marijuana as far more harmful than it actually is. And you see that among young Americans especially, where in the same survey where Americans aged 12 to 17 were asked which activity posed a great risk to a person. When asked whether marijuana, using marijuana once or twice a week, posed a great risk, 55% said that it did. When asked if having five or more drinks once or twice a week posed a great risk, only 38%. So kids actually see binge drinking as being less harmful than using marijuana, which is really a scary thought.
I have talked with perhaps two dozen members of law enforcement against prohibition, and I ask many of them, draw me a line of comparison between the times you've been called out for domestic abuse and violence calls for alcohol versus marijuana. And of those two dozen, none can think of a time when they were called out for a situation like that involving marijuana. Your thoughts on that, Steve?
Well, that's exactly the kind of thing we try to point out, to the point of being criticized for it. In the Denver election, we put up a billboard that dramatically illustrated that, using the face of a battered woman, and saying that we need to make Denver safer and people should vote for our initiative, meaning, of course, that if it were legal to use marijuana, then some people who otherwise might use alcohol will use marijuana instead. We could diminish alcohol use and lead to a reduction in violence. And we wanted to make that point. And it was backed up with a study that said the use of alcohol made domestic violence 8 times more likely among chronic abusers, while marijuana had no effect and actually might have slightly reduced it, although not in a statistically significant manner. And that's the kind of thing we say. I mean, it's kind of crazy in this country that if someone does have a problem with domestic violence or any sort of violence issues, that someone can't, like a doctor can't recommend to that person, well, maybe you'd be better off at the end of the night having a little marijuana instead of a vodka tonic. I mean, that shouldn't be such a crazy thing to say.
Their website, saferchoice.org. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.